Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And I was ministering one time on the love of God, and I saw people just get set free. I saw people change right in front of my eyes. I saw the same thing happening to them through me that I had happen to me before. And I remember going back to the hotel. I was driving the car and I was praising God. I was thinking, God, this is awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was just thanking Him and praising Him. And you know, in the middle of it, God stopped and said, well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for representing me and telling those people that I'm a good God and that I'm not imputing their sins unto them. And you know, there's some of you who would say, oh no, that wasn't God. God would never thank you. That's because you don't know God. God's a good God. God will say thank you. And I guarantee you, I don't care what your chemicals in your body are like, if you were enjoying God and having Him say thank you, you wouldn't be depressed. We're looking to a pill to overcome all of our problems when what you need is the gospel. You need to hear that God loves you. And if you were just fellowshipping with God, your depression would be gone, your worry would be gone, your bitterness, your anger would be gone. A person who is bitter and angry, I'm not saying there hasn't been things happen to you, but I'm saying you got a vacuum inside that has caused these normal pressures to destroy you. There's other people that have been through pressures infinitely worse than what you've gone through, and they have come through shouting and screaming on the other side. I was ministering along these lines one time, and my good friend Bob Nichols was sitting on the front row. And Bob Nichols is the pastor of a church in Fort Worth, Texas, and he's a great man. But I tell you what, he's had his share of problems. Anybody who's a pastor has people that are against you and criticize you, and you've had financial problems. And Bob's been through a lot of things. And about, I forget what it is, 12, 15 years ago, his daughter had a car wreck and bumped her head, and she started having problems and a seizure and eventually went into a coma. And Jamie and I went and visited her in the hospital when the doctor walked in and told him, says, Pastor Bob, your daughter is dead. She's brain dead. Pull the plug. And he was just real nice to him, and he didn't sit there and rebuke him or do something. He just says, you know, I know you're doing the best you can, but that's not the report that we believe. My daughter's going to be fine. And he just spoke faith and kept walking in faith. And I mean, Janet, she was the worst looking human being I've ever seen who was still alive. She didn't look like she was alive. But Pastor Bob just had faith. And anyway, he had them just keep going. And anyway, that's now been 10 or 12 years. She's still alive. She's off of all of the machines. She's at home. She's able to walk a little bit. She can say a few words, but she had brain damage, and for 12 years they've been fighting this battle, and it's not complete. She's improved. She's improving steadily, but she's had to have 24-hour care for 12 years. And Pastor Bob has had people living in his home, nurses living in his home for 12 years. They haven't had any time apart. And I was talking along these lines about just knowing God and that it overcomes everything else, and knowing God is greater than anything else, and we ought to be thankful for what we've got. And Pastor Bob was sitting on the front row, and he just threw his Bible on the floor and stood up, and he said, I've had all of this I can take. He says, thank you, Jesus. And he just started praising God for how good things were. And he fell on his face and went to praising God. A man that's had more problems than most of us have ever thought about, the thing that sustains him is he has such a relationship with God. He couldn't hear somebody talk about it without him just starting to praise God. I tell you what, when you get to that level where you have a relationship and you know God, and God is more real to you than your degrees hanging on the wall, than your house that you live in, than all of these external things that are necessary but unimportant, you know what? You'll get to a place where, man, nothing can stop you. Amen. Nothing can stop you. When my son died, I can tell you that the very first thing that happened, this is my safe place. I don't know how to describe that. You know, when I was a kid, we used to play these games where you'd try and be tagged by the other kids, but there was always a home base, a safe place, that when you were there, nobody could touch you. Boy, the love of Jesus is my safe place. Whenever something happens, man, I just forget everything else and I go to thinking about God, you love me. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for touching my life. Thank you, Jesus, for touching me. There's no reason that God should touch me. I was just in Arlington, Texas. And I drove around to our home and to the field where I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and where God called me to preach and where I went to all of these places. And they're just as plain. There's nothing fancy about anything. There's no reason God called me. It wasn't because he looked at me and thought, oh man, what a jewel. The scripture says that God chose the weak things of the world and base things of the world and things that are despised. That's the reason he chose me, because, man, I knew that when God called me, it had to be him.
Come on.
There's no reason for God to choose me. And when I saw, I just became so thankful. And it's like that home base. Every time anything negative happens in my life, man, I run back to, oh, Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for touching me. Father, thank you. And if nothing else ever happened, you know what? If I never saw healing work in my body, if I didn't see miracles happen, if the ministry shut down, I still ought to be able to praise God because, man, he saved me and I'm going to go to be with him. I'm going to live forever in a mansion. I'm going to be blessed, blessed, blessed. I got nothing to gripe about. None of us have anything to gripe about. And I know some of you have spent your life defending your right to be bitter. And you were abused when you were a child and this happened and because of that, here you are 30 years later still nurturing and harboring this bitterness and hurt. It was 30 years ago. Get over it. What's happened to you is nothing compared to what God has done for you. You know, I've often gone, we just went to Anne Frank's house. We've been to Corrie Ten Boom's house. I've been to Auschwitz. I've seen where people were burnt. I've stood there. We're in the place where all of these millions of Jews were burnt. I've seen the gas chambers. I've stood in the gas chambers where these people were gassed and killed. I've seen terrible suffering and studied all of that. And you wonder about God. How could this injustice ever be rectified? These people suffered so much. How could this ever be overcome? And yet the scripture says that I reckon that the sufferings of this present world aren't even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I guarantee you, 1 minute in heaven is going to wash all of this junk away. The things that we're suffering here are so insignificant to what God has prepared for us in heaven. It is awesome. If we would think about that, we don't have any rights to be griping and complaining. Paul said this over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Some people think, well, that's the problem. Paul just had a light affliction. My affliction is big. You can turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and read about his light affliction. Being stoned and left for dead, being beaten with rods, being beaten with whips, being put in prison, being shipwrecked, being in the deep a night and a day, being defamed and all of the care of the churches. Paul had more problems than anybody in here, and yet he says it's just a light affliction. If he could call his affliction light when he had more problems than you do, how can you get by with talking about how heavy your burden is? It's because of the vacuum that's on the inside is what's causing you to be crushed. If you were to be filled with the love of God the way that is available to all of us, then you'd find out it'd be just a light affliction. And he gave two reasons. He says, it's just for a moment. I've had people come up and say, I've been praying for my mate for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Nothing has changed. It's just a moment. 70 years down here is like that. You're going to live for eternity. You could just say, Father, thank you that regardless how bad things get in this marriage or whatever, I am going to live with you forever and you can enjoy his presence in this life. If you're poor, I believe God wants you to prosper. But if you never prospered, you're going to live in a mansion on streets of pure gold for all eternity. I believe God wants you to be healed. But if you never get healed here, you're going to be totally healed in heaven. And you could think about that and you could go to praising God for that. If you're thinking properly, if you're in relationship with God and allowing the Holy Spirit, He'll comfort you in all of your tribulation, is what it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. In all of your tribulations, there's nothing that you can't overcome. Scripture says there's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. There is nothing happening to you that the grace of God, that the love of God, the comfort of God isn't greater than. And if you feel overwhelmed, if like you're about to give up, I'm saying this in love. I know some of you may take it as criticism and I'm uncaring and unfeeling, but I'm telling you the truth. The truth will set you free. The truth is that if you would press in and just go to enjoying the love of God and just worship Him for who He is and what He's done and the good things that are in your life, if you would do that, you'd find out that He would fill you, that this would more than compensate for the pressures that are in this world, and you'd be able to overcome. It's all about knowing God. And God wants to know you more than you want to know Him. The Lord wants this relationship with you. That's the good news. Some of you think, oh, God doesn't want to hang out with me. Yes, He does. He loved you so much He died for you. If He loved you enough to die for you and suffer, don't you think He loves you enough that He just want to be with you and that He wants to be your friend and that He wants to know you and that He wants to say something encouraging to you and positive to you? And yet again, religion, see, has made us thought, oh no, I'm just so unworthy. And we come in and all we are is a servant. Which, yes, we are a servant. But we're a son. And He says, I call you my friend. The Lord wants to know you much more than just as a slave or a servant.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because our helpline is closed due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to our website 24 hours a day at awmi.net.
I'd like to thank all of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, we are sharing things that are changing people's lives. We are having a huge response. We have over 35,000 contacts per month, and that's not including our website, which averages over 15,000 contacts per day. We're reaching a lot of people. People's lives are being changed, and I couldn't do that if it wasn't for those of you who are partners with us. So I want to thank you. And I just want to mention to the rest of you, if you are being blessed, if you recognize the potential blessing that this could be to other people, would you help us to reach out with the gospel? We need to increase our outreach. We've got opportunities, more opportunities, and we've got finances. So pray about it and then become a partner with us today.